It's 94.3 WYBC. Daryl Huckabee along with DD in the morning. Have a special guest on the line about an exciting event happening this Saturday here in the Elm City. His name is Jeff Simon. He is the management coordinator for New Haven Solid Waste and Recycling Authority. Say that fast 10 times. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Daryl. Good to see you.
Good to see you. And we have a big event happening this Saturday, Hometown Recycling Day. It's springtime. So let's start there. Everybody has this habit of cleaning out. I like to say out with the old, in with the new. So typically in the springtime, we go through our house and get rid of things that we no longer need. And a lot of times we need to recycle those things or discard of them properly. So this event is designed exactly for that. But before we get into the event, you know, let's give a little background on the authority.
Sure, I'd be glad to. The authority was actually founded in 2008. And it went into operation, I believe, in 2009. I've been here for 7 years. And what the authority was, it originally was part of the City of New Haven Department of Public Works, but they divested and the authority became an autonomous authority. Okay. In the City of New Haven, responsible for waste flow in general. And we run the transfer station as well. Also, we like to address, you know, anything recycling. So recycling is about messaging and awareness. And that's what we try to get out to the people.
And recycling really is big for the environment too, correct?
Yes. And recycling is the law in Connecticut for most things recyclable. Good for the environment and creates jobs. So there's a lot of things actually that are beneficial. Things look nicer, cleaner, greener.
So let's talk about the event on Saturday. It's happening at Hill Career High School right here in New Haven, 140 Legion Avenue. Hometown Recycling Day. So we want everybody, as you're cleaning out your houses, to come down and bring a variety of different items that are appropriate for this recycling day. Let's talk about some of the things that everybody can bring.
First of all, you have your curbside bin. As you know, you can put your single stream recycling in there. This is for items that are not accepted in the curbside bin. Not all items, but we do, this year we're doing mattresses and box springs, electronics, which is anything from PCs, on down through stereos, legacy TVs, mm-hmm. anything electronic, pretty much anything with a cord, anything mm-hmm. with an electrical cord,
okay,
and wires, et cetera. So bring that all down. Also textiles, which is clothing, apparel, and accessories, which includes on up through linens and bedding and small pillows, as well as your clothing, belts, shoes, handbags, anything leather that usually goes with clothing. And we also are taking stuffed toys. So that's a lot of stuff you can bring down.
And then paper products as well, documents. And I think this is important because, you know, we have a tendency to throw away statements of a variety of different things, from services to bank statements and everything. And that's not really, you know, safe for your privacy. People can use that information against you. So shredding those types of documents, I think, is really important. I've been, you know, personally an advocate of that.
Right. I can go into a little detail on that. First of all, the shredding, we always have the shredding as a component at these recycling events. We're going to two a year. We were at one a year. We're doing two a year now. But so a lot of people love the shredding. It's very convenient for them. It gets shredded right in front of you, so you know that your documents are being destroyed. And let me just say, Daryl, that, you know, people, they always leave with a smile on their face when they go to these events, because they get rid of the stuff that they don't want around. They know it's going to be recycled responsibly. We recycle 90 to 95% of the stuff that comes in. And get this, you don't have to get out of your car most of the time. Our crew will assist and, in most cases, completely take care of the materials for you.
Drive through and drop off.
Yeah, so what's not to smile about, right?
Again, we're talking to Jeff Simon. He's the Materials Management Coordinator for the New Haven Solid Waste and Recycling Authority. And again, this event is happening this Saturday, April 13th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Hill Career High School, 140 Legion Avenue in New Haven. And this is for New Haven residents. Everybody has to show ID of some sort.
Yes, and resident students, too. We want to make it clear we're reaching out to, you know, the higher education students that live in town. Sometimes they get neglected in the mix, so come on down, everybody. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. That's a good point.
And it's a free event.
F-R-E-E. Let's repeat that. F-R-E-E. That's always good. Is there a website?
Yeah, there is. www.nhswra.com.
Very good. Well, look forward to seeing you down there. I'll be down there. You know, I have some things that I've been accumulating that I need to get rid of and make some space in my house. So Jeff Simon, Materials Management Coordinator, New Haven Solid Waste and Recycling Authority. Thanks for joining us today and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you, Daryl. Come on down.
Daryl Huckabee along with Dee Dee in the Morning, 94.3 WIBC, in the community 24/7, 365.